what we generally call the Baltic Crusades are these holy wars in northeastern Europe, in the areas which are now Estonia, Latvia, Lithuania, and yes, it's now part of Poland, it was Prussia. All that coastline, part of this land had been conquered by the Second Crusade. And the ostensible reason for going in there is because this was still a pagan area in the early 12th century. So people were, obviously, souls needed to be saved. So we must go in there and convert people. Strangely, they're not anxious to be converted. So our priests will need military backup. There is also considerable land hunger. The economy of Europe had improved dramatically in the 11th and 12th centuries, and the population was rising, and more land was needed. German states wanted land. People were wanting more space. So, yes, this is the Drang nach Osten. Germany needs room. So, yes, they wanted land. Of course, there were already people there. But if we chop down the trees and plough the land and drain the land, we can make this land profitable. So we will have to fight the people who were there already. So it's land hunger too. There is also actually that timber and all those lovely furry animals that live in that forest. Those furs are valuable. And that timber is valuable because Europe was already getting short of timber. If you want to build the magnificent cathedrals that are being built in the 11th, 12th and 13th centuries, you need timber. So there's lots of it. So, and not to mention other raw materials, tin. So this is also an area where merchants want to open up trading links. But you really prefer to trade with people if they're Christian, and the locals may not wish to trade with you, and they may not be interested in trade. So we'll have to conquer the area, set up our trading posts and drive into the interior. We might even persuade the Rus to trade with us, the Russians. And then there is a problem at these peoples along the coastline and in the islands of the Baltic who were not Christian, were also pirates, at least that's how it's interpreted by the locals when these people descend on your villages and their traditional raids and take goods and slaves. And so it's fighting back against different culture who still thinks that slave raiding is a good idea. Actually, the Europeans were still doing slave raiding too, but they reckoned that if they could wipe out this particular bunch of slave raiders, that would make their lives much more pleasant. So there's also imposing European Catholic Christian peace on this part of the world. Let's bring these people under our government and their lives will be much easier for everybody. We will have safe sailing in the Baltic. And also it'll be much more pleasant, for example, for Poland, who has got the highly aggressive and very well organised Prussians on their northern frontier. So we want their land. We'd like to stop raiding us and we'd like to possess the goods that we could trade with them. So all these things come together. And of course, there is a good deal of kudos to be won by fighting people and defeating them. And this particularly is a point in Poland, which have disintegrated as a kingdom early in the 12th century. Whichever prince manages to conquer the Prussians can probably become king of the whole of the Poles, all of Poland. Merchants who were trying to trade in what's now Latvia, it was Livonia, it's called Livonia, in the early 13th century discovered that they can convert the people, but they don't stay converted. So we need frequent military forces coming into the area. In fact, we need a military religious order, and they set up their own little military religious order called the Knights of Christ. They found a little town, Riga. It's not a little town anymore. It's the capital of Latvia. And the bishop is founded. Hartmann of Bremen comes to be bishop. And every year, knights will come out, warriors will come out from the northern German towns to fight against the local pagans. Actually, they make alliances with the local pagans as well. Some of those local pagans become Christians and gradually expand a settled area. So we have Riga, which is a city of merchants. We have land around it being cleared for farming, and archaeological work in the area has shown that the whole landscape changes. The sort of pollen that changes, the animals that are living there change. It becomes a settled agricultural area. And the locals are not very happy about this for various reasons, not least the fact that they kept bees in the trees and the incomers chopped the trees down. Anyway, so this is not a holy land, of course. It's not a place where there have been Christian saints, so they quickly get some because they're martyrs who've come here to try and convert the locals and be murdered. And there aren't the holy sites that they have in the Holy Land. So again, these are developed. They, as it were, plant holy sites so that knights who come out to fight in the Baltic states have got places to visit during the course of their pilgrimage. In Prussia, the further south, therefore, north to the north of Poland, it was very much more about property to start off with and stopping the raiding than it was about trade. But yes, they want the trade as well. And the Emperor of Germany takes an interest in this, as the Holy Roman Emperor Frederick II approved the Teutonic Order, the military religious order, to be found in the Holy Land, but they didn't have much property in the Holy Land, and they went to Hungary to support the frontier there, and then they get thrown out of Hungary for getting too much land too quickly. So then they're looking for a home, so the Polish princes invite them into Poland, and this is approved by the Holy Roman Emperor, and he therefore obviously has his eyes on Prussia too. So it does start to look rather like a land grab. Everybody wants to have their slice, and obviously the local people are not anxious to be sliced. So cue hundreds of years of warfare. And although initially it looks like a holy war, in fact, the Poles are, eventually we have the situation before the end of the 13th century, the Poles are actually aligned with the local pagans against the Teutonic Order. And they're in the Baltic states, in Latvia and Estonia, they're fighting the Russians, who are Christians, they're Orthodox. Because as they expand to the east, the Russians obviously see them as a threat and don't want them to expand. So the famous Battle of the Ice in the early 1240s, between Alexander Nevsky and the Teutonic Order, of which there is a film made during the Second World War. It's one of the foundation moments of the Russian state when we stopped the West coming to conquer us.